Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Happy 2023. What's up? Money Grows on Trees podcast, subscribers, listeners, legends. So good to be back doing the first episode of 2023 for the podcast, and really excited for this year. Got some awesome podcast content coming in. Going to be some great guests, and of course, some breakthrough interviews with some of the guys that have been through our mentorship and have had real money breakthroughs. But of course, short, sharp money, investing, and entrepreneurship value episodes, just like this one. Okay, so this episode is all about financial goals. Okay, financial goals. So coming into, it's January 2023 when I'm recording this. I think this is probably going to drop by Monday, this coming Monday. It would be the 9th, I think, of January. But I'm running a goal setting workshop this Saturday. I don't know if the episode's going to drop before then. If not, you can catch the replay. It'll be in our Facebook group, okay, the workshop replay, if you're not registered for it. But I wanted to do a quick episode on goals, because I had every day I send a birthday message to everyone on my Facebook. I've got about 5,000 connections, friendships on Facebook, and everyone gets a birthday message, you know, for their birthday. So, you know, every day I send out birthday messages, and in the birthday message it says, and I'm curious to know, What are you wanting to achieve this year? So for the year for your birthday. And one of my connections wrote back and said, financial freedom would be a good start. And it got me thinking about the realities of your financial goals and whether they're fantasy or they're real. And so what I mean by that is that when someone says financial freedom would be a good start, in actual fact, it's a good end. So like it's a financial freedom and financial independence is a byproduct of other goals. And so it's a byproduct of consistent inputs. So it's a good ending, not a good start. Because if you're looking to start with financial freedom, you'll never find it. Okay. Much like, you know, if a comedian looks for laughter, they don't look for laughter. What do they look for? They look to tell a joke. So you have to look for the thing that precedes the thing that you want. So rather than focusing your goals on, I'm going to get financial freedom, that's like saying, I'm going to go get laughter. What you should be seeking is to tell the joke if you want laughter, okay? Same with money, so or financial freedom. You want to be focused on the goals that are the stepping stones that will result later in freedom, okay? And this will prevent you from being delusional or living in a fantasy land whereby you're never going to get there, okay? So rather than search for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and you just end up chasing forever, I want to talk to you about the difference between vision and goals, okay? I will be talking about this in detail on the workshop this Saturday, but the difference between vision and goals is vision is like, you can have a vision for financial freedom. You can have a vision for financial independence, what your life's going to look like, what you're going to do. That inspires motivation internally to get out there and get after it, because you can see in the next, you know, in this vision that you're going to have a great life. So a vision is like a 5-year plan, okay? I think 5 years is good. It can be 10 years, right? It does take, sometimes my dad says it takes 20 years to be an overnight success. Absolutely true. 10 years it can take to be an overnight success, but 20 years probably for us laymen who live on planet Earth, people like Elon Musk, probably not that long. But a vision is 5 years, okay? Now a vision is, and if you've never done a vision board, it's like, what do you want your life to look like, right? And if you don't know what you want your life to look like in 5 years, then you're already there. So it's important to have vision. So financial independence and financial freedom and the things that you would do once you reach that level, okay, is a vision, okay? Now, goals are the stepping stones to achieving that vision. And goals can be 30-day goals, 90-day goals, and 360-day goals, so yearly goals. And you repeat them, and you modify them, and you, you know, you reset those goals every 90 days, every year, until you reach your vision. Okay, that's how it works. And so your vision is an outcome of the, your ability to set and complete and hit, hopefully hit, or strive to hit the goals that you've set. So I'll give you an example of what good goals look like. If you want to have financial freedom, okay, in the next 5 years, you know, 3 years, 5 years, whatever your vision is, okay, then my question is, what are your goals this year to achieve that? So it might be like, let's do four examples, okay? The first goal might be, well, start a business, start a side hustle. Because if you're in a job and you've got a capped income, it's going to be harder to get to financial freedom, okay? So starting a business, start a side hustle, start an online business. That's a good goal. Start one, launch one, okay? The second goal might be secure, I don't know, 50 new customers or 50 new clients in my online business this year. Okay, that's very measurable, very specific. You know, it's reasonable, it's achievable, it's timely, it's reasonable, right? So that's a goal because you can measure it. Okay, so you can measure starting a business, you can measure how many clients you're gonna get, and you have another goal, you might have a goal of, well, I'm gonna save $400 a month or $1,000 a month every month this year and invest that. So you can start to put in place capital leverage. You can start to see yourself improving financially, okay? So it might be save $1,000 a month or $2,000, whatever it is you want, okay, and invest that. And then it might be cut my costs by $400 a month, which will help your savings, of course. So you might have that as a measurable goal. And you might even have, you know, pay off debt, pay off, you know, 50% of my debt in the next 90 days or whatever it might be, okay? Those specific financial goals are gonna be different for every person, okay? But if you don't have those specific types of goals, like I want to start a business, I'm gonna get this many clients, I'm gonna make this much money, and I'm gonna invest this much and save this much and pay off this debt, then realistically, you're not putting the stepping stones in place to ever achieve your vision of financial independence. It's never gonna happen. So it's more important to focus on the inputs of things you can control than it is to be caught up in a fantasy of things that you cannot control. So when you know, you're thinking about what you want to achieve this year, don't get too attached to the outcome too early. Start focusing on the inputs, okay? So the old saying goes, marry the process and divorce the outcome. You can have the outcome can be your vision, which will motivate you, okay? And I did this personally when we started our network marketing business. I remember we're sitting down with Alicia. We did a vision board. It was a pretty scratchy one to start with. It wasn't very pretty, but we did that and we did it over and over again. We started to vision what we wanted our life to look like. I wanted to start speaking. We wanted to travel. We wanted to, you know, hit milestones in our business, right? We want to earn $1 million in the business. We wanted to, and it was the first goal was six figures under 35. Then it was a million. Then it was top 10 income earners. Then it was top 100. Then it was win this trip and earn that trip. And I think we've earned 20 trips. And like, it was just very specific, you know, like we just put our goals down or our vision down for what we wanted to achieve in the next 3 to 5 years. And then as we put our goals in place, it was like, well, I'm going to post this much on social media. I'm going to talk to this many people. I'm going to attend these events. I'm going to you know, invest in myself and do this course or this program. Or I'm going to, you know, there were specific goals that were stepping stones to achieving that vision. And those visions came to life. Like that, we've achieved pretty much everything on our vision board. We even have a vision board up in our house at the front door. I've taken it off and put something else there. But for the last year, we had a vision board and three, four of those things have come true, which is fascinating. So the vision is there to keep you kind of moving towards this bigger idea, okay? And then your goals are stepping stones. So what I want you to take away from this episode is I don't want you to live in fantasy. You can have financial independence so long as you're serious about it, okay? Building a business is not easy. It takes sacrifice, skill, inputs, thoughtfulness. You know, it's like having, it's not fast either. And you don't want it to be because you've got to forge skills, okay? So focus on the inputs, measure them, do 30, 90, and 360 day goals, write them down, and that's where your energy goes. Yes, you can have the vision, but that should be for motivation and dreaming and moving you towards and motivating you towards hitting your goals, okay? The vision gives you the motivation to strive at the goals, okay? Does that make sense? So now it's all about not chasing the outcome too much, but chasing the inputs, all right? So I hope that episode's been valuable. If you've enjoyed it, leave me a comment, share the episode, share it with a friend, subscribe, or rather, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify for the podcast. It'd be amazing. We've had a lot of 5-star reviews. And of course, if you haven't checked out the goal setting workshop. The replay will be in our Facebook group. The Facebook group is Money Grows on Trees. Okay, you can find that link to the group in my, I think in my, you can just search it on Facebook and you'll find it. Right, I've got 2,600 members in there. Go watch it, okay? If you're on our email list, you'll get a copy of it. And I think it'd be wonderful for you to watch that and get pen to paper and start putting things in place. Because if you don't have your agenda for 2023, you'll wind up in someone else's agenda. All right, let's go make 2023 the best year yet. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast and sharing. Really looking forward to this year. So can't wait to share some more nuggets with you. Tons of value episodes coming. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.